You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
I am feeling exceptional. I am feeling electric. And the reason why is I just put my finger in a plug socket. No, it's not. The reason why I'm feeling so electric, feeling so many good feelings, is because I'm about to give you something. What am I about to give you? Well, just hold on, I'm about to tell you. I am about to give you the first pick of the goss of 2018. Yes, please, Alex. I've wanted it. I've needed it. I've wanted it for so long. Well, I'm going to give it to each and every one of you football friends out there. Here we go. This I've missed. I've missed this script. Here we go. This trendy feature is about the BBC Gossip Column. The BBC Goss Call is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from around the football world. I know, and you know, every morning you get into work, you whack the kettle on, and annoyingly, your boss decides the moment you arrive is the moment he needs to have a conversation with you. He says, Alex, it's 2 weeks after New Year. Why are you just returning to work? I say, I got confused about the days over Christmas. You know, boss, everyone gets a bit confused over Christmas. We all lose track of time over the Christmas and New Year period. I say, don't worry, mate. I'm here now. So the kettle's fully boiled. You're back at your desk with your brew. So what's your next move? Do you crack on with some proper work or do you scroll? I think I already know the answer. Or do you scroll the BBC Goss Call and find out the latest transfer talk? We all know the answers. The gossip column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC Gossip Column. Now, it's the January transfer window. It's opened wide. Coutinho's gone to Barcelona for £1 trillion. Thank the Lord, so we don't have to talk about him in this chart, which we've done since about last millennium. Okay, Alex, calm down. Right, the January transfer window's open, so there's going to be a lot of gossip over the next few weeks, so I'm very excited. Here we go. I'm about to say those immortal, those godlike words. Here we go, football friends. You ready for it? Are you ready, goss pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, Sky Sports are announcing West Ham remain interested in signing Stoke City and Wales midfielder Joe Allen. 9 in the charts, the men of the Mirror say Chelsea are ready to push through a 50 mil Jan deal for Juve and Brazil left-back Alexandro. At 8, the Daily Mail, we all have that. The Daily Mail shout Antonio Conte has cool talk, a Jan move for Juve defender Giorgio Chiellini is on the cards. Straight in at 7, the Mirror state Spurs are in no rush to agree a new contract with defender Toby Alderweireld, despite his current deal allowing him to leave in the summer of 2019 for only 25 milli. Highest new entry at 6. The Metro say Alexis Sanchez's agent has reached out to Man City to convince them to make him a player at their club. Okay, into the top 5. Am I shouting? I feel like I am. Don't worry, Alex. The Express. Right, that Arsenal are interested in signing Chelsea centre-back David Luiz. But if the Blues do not want to sell to a Premier League rival, they may switch him to Juventus. There's a lot of Juve-Chelsea going on. At 4, the Liverpool echo say Everton target Steven Nzonzi is set for talks with Sevilla over his future at the club. I've only got 20 seconds left. Up 10 places this week into number 3. The men at the Daily Mail state Southampton want to sign Arsenal winger Theo Walcott. Our number 2 hit, the Sun say Real Madrid are preparing an opening 120 million bid for Chelsea playmaker Eden Hazard. Boom! We made it just in time for our number one goss. And it's from The Express. And The Express expressed the opinion Jose Mourinho is urging his club, Manchester United, and their owners to release the funds to buy striker Anton Griezmann from Atletico Madrid. Yes, I am feeling fine. That was the first half of Pick of the Goss. I'm going to sit down, take a big deep breath, and we're going to come back with a little magnifying glass, and we are going to search into that transfer gossip and see if any of those rumours and speculation are true after this.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes Store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
Now then, football friends. Welcome back to the second part of my football feature, Pick of the Goss. Earlier, we did the chart show countdown. I took a break, had a bit of a big breath, and now we've come back and we are going to search through this countdown to see if any of these rumours are true. Here we go. Number 10, Joe Allen going to West Ham. Probably is a British average to good player. West Ham like that, and they'll probably give him a massive wage and he'll be good for maybe a year and they sell him on. Do you remember this time last year they bought Jose Font and Robert Snodgrass? Didn't go very well for that. Okay, 9 in the charts. Chelsea want to buy Alexandro. Why do they want a left back? They got Marcus Alonso. Don't like that rumour. Number 8. Antonio Conte has cooled talk about Chiellini, the Juve defender. Why? I would ram up the talk about him. He is brilliant. He may be old, but he would be perfect for the Premier League and perfect for the Premier League champions. Number 7, Spurs are dilly and dallying around with Toby Alderweireld's contract. Are you mad, guys? Come on, I know you got a nice new stadium coming and everything. You need to save the pounds in the new year, but come on. Whack him down a big fatty contract and keep your best players, Spurs, or the fans are not going to be happy. Right, number 6. Alexis Sanchez wants to move to Man City. Well, tell me something I don't know. Come on. This is Coutinho all over again, isn't it? This is just going to run and run until he eventually runs to Manchester City. Number 5, Arsenal want David Luiz. Is this just one of them rumours you hear about on Pick of the Goss and you're just like, it sounds good, it actually might make sense, but it'll never happen. It probably is. So we move on. Number 4, Stephen Nzonzi to Everton. Big Sam throwing his weight around and Everton's cash around in the transfer market. Yes, he's a very good player. Similar to Morgan Schneiderlin, maybe gets forward a lot more. Do they need him? Maybe. I guess they've got quite an old midfield other than Tom Davis. Does that make sense? Yeah, who cares? Stephen Nzonzi to Everton. Yeah, I'd like to see him back in the Premier League. Good player. Number 3, Theo Walcott back to Southampton. Yeah. Ugh. I was thinking the other day, I wonder over the course of Theo Walcott's career, since he was 16, he moved to Arsenal and then he went to the World Cup without ever playing a minute of football or whatever. Then he moved to Arsenal and then everyone was like, oh, he's actually quite good. Nah, he's actually rubbish. No, look at him, he's scoring again. No, he's actually rubbish. All the hours of talking about Theo Walcott's career, and this is what we've got now, where he just sits on the bench and he's just not very good. You just think, you get a bit depressed with football and footballers and what we have to talk about. That's why I do funny football features, so I don't have to talk about Theo Walcott's career. So we move on. Real Madrid are preparing a 120 mil bid for Chelsea's Eden Hazard. Nah. It'd have to be more, wouldn't it? It would have to be a lot more. 170? Oh, it's silly money now. Does money even matter in football anymore? Probably not. That Neymar deal just blew transfers out of the water, where, like, Coutinho goes to Barca for 140, and I'm just like, yeah, tell me, right, yeah, I don't really care. You're not even shocked by the money anymore. And finally, Griezmann to Manchester United. Jose Mourinho really wants him. Him and Pogba in the same team, yes, sometimes it works for France, but we saw in the Euros it doesn't work when they play together sometimes, and Pogba's much further forward, sort of taking away Griezmann's space. I don't know that one, with that one. There's been a lot of chat about either Griezmann or Bale to go into Manchester United. They need something. I'm just not sure yet they're making the right transfer decisions. Will Griezmann change that? Yes, he will. He's a brilliant player. Right, that was Pick of the Goss. This is the Football Hour. I really hope you're enjoying yourself, because I'm enjoying myself. Sorry, I got a bit depressed going through them transfer rumours. I don't when I'm doing the countdown, but when I'm going through them, I'm like, yeah, maybe that'll happen, maybe that won't. Sorry about that. I'll be a lot happier next week, I promise, okay? Right, this is the Football Hour. I'm Alex Mearns. You've already said that, Alex. Move on. Okay, thanks.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.